This is episode number 1959 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, April 29th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
There are 18 fictional characters with stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The most recent are Alvin and the Chipmunks, who got their star in 2019. Who was the first, do you think?
Was it before Mickey Mouse?
No, Mickey Mouse is the first.
Oh.
Mickey got his in 1978. So pretty late in his life. But he was like 50-something. 50 years old, I think, in 1978.
Very fitting.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. And Minnie's got one, too.
Well, she better. Yeah. Is it right next to his?
I think so.
I hope so.
The U.S. has the highest drinking age in North or South America. The next closest is Paraguay at 20. But we've proved that 18 doesn't work. There's a reason for that.
I remember growing up in the Lone Star State.
Yeah. Back in the day,
it was 18.
Yeah, not anymore.
Until I was almost about 18, and that's when they changed it to 21.
Oh, you missed it.
I missed it by that much.
The United States military has a maximum height cutoff. Did you know that? I did not.
Real? I did not
know that. No one over 6'8" can enlist.
Huh.
Huh. Maybe it's because the bunks are too short. I don't know.
Maybe that's it.
That's it. And they'll bump their heads when they go in and out of
whatever.
And that's some random facts for today.
All right, so J-Lo and A-Rod's relationship officially ended this month.
Yeah.
But just a few days after they broke up, they reunited for dinner.
Dinner? What?
Why?
Wait, what? Wait, do you think they were hooking up or just getting a
Maybe.
Bite?
Maybe.
Just getting a bite, and it's like, oh, yeah.
Well, there's a source, and the source is revealing.
Okay, but they had dinner.
They met for dinner last Friday at the Hotel Bel Air, because it can't be some like,
well,
you know,
no.
Like,
well,
can't be Denny's.
Something about the Hotel Bel Air that you're not mentioning. There are rooms there. There are rooms. There are after dinner rooms at the Hotel Bel Air.
It was also the site of their first date in 2017.
Exactly. There are rooms at the Hotel Bel Air. After dinner rooms. Got to watch out for those.
God. Well, a source said their dinner was to talk business and how to move forward in a friendly way.
I know what business they were interested in.
Business.
They were interested in business.
Not
that
business.
Night.
They're talking about business.
Had nothing to do with their business. Had everything to do with that business.
Business. So they are figuring out how to be exes, supposedly, and still remain friends. But they're still business partners.
They could do all of this through lawyers. When's the last time you met your business partner? I mean, anybody. It's like, if they don't work in the same state as you, you never see them.
Well, evidently, after
talk
the breakup...
Talk to them on the phone. So you don't go to dinner with them at the Hotel Bel Air and then, you know, go to the after-dinner room.
Maybe they didn't go to the after-dinner room.
Oh, they went. You know they went. They went. Come on.
Now, the source says that Jennifer's doing fine. She's very strong. She'll continue to follow her heart.
She's the one who dumped him anyway.
Now, Alex seems
I think that's the way that went.
Well, evidently, Alex seems to have a harder time letting go because
he
still wants to get back together with J-Lo.
He still wants to go to the after-dinner room. That's what he wants
to
do.
But to her,
it's
kaput.
It's kaput. B-nay. But she had dinner with him. It's like...
Working crap out.
What does that
out?
Say? No, it's no working crap out at dinner. You have an afternoon business meeting when you work stuff out. You
that's
don't work
true.
Crap out over at the Hotel Bel Air
that,
where everybody can see you, number one.
Yeah.
So you've been seen. It was the place of your first date. Now, maybe she was weak. Maybe J-Rod or A-Rod. Sorry. Oh, my God. Maybe A-Rod invited her there for a nice dinner, just a business dinner, uh-huh. And she kind of fell for it.
Maybe.
And she probably fell for other stuff after a couple of glasses of champagne at the Hotel Bel Air. And, you know, they've stayed there before, so they're very familiar.
Well, yes.
It's like old home week.
Well, now that we've solved this mystery.
I beat the hell out of drunk texting at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, you want to come over? I'm at the Hotel Bel Air.
I'll let the source know you got it all figured out.
In the
out.
After dinner room. Gosh. I'll be waiting for you. There's a tie on the doorknob.
Well, you remember the OC.
The show.
The show.
Yeah, Marissa and,
you
know, Chris Mika. I remember that.
Yes, Chris Mika.
That's the biggest thing I remember. Yeah.
And the dad, what was his name?
Peter Gallagher.
Peter Gallagher. Yeah. He was in While You Were Sleeping.
He was in a lot of stuff. Yeah. And stuff after. But he seemed to be the only one with a level head until the house caught fire. Remember when the house caught fire? That was a bad night. That was a bad scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, when Marissa started having her breakdown and stuff, it started getting
weird. She had a breakdown in real life.
Yeah.
It wasn't just on the show.
The show just, I don't know. It took a left at Albuquerque.
Well, look, the thing about it was that it was a newish 90210 for the 2000s,
right.
I think.
It was good. Yeah, I thought it was good. I watched the OC all the time.
You know, it was based in a very rich enclave of Southern California, and these kids were all spoiled brats.
They were seniors in high
school. You know, they were like having underage sex.
It would be difficult to remake, right?
I think it would because look, 90210 didn't work. Even the remake that he did without the original cast. Then the original cast came back, and they tried to remake it as a joke, and that didn't work. That felt flat on its face. And Tori Spelling still doesn't have any money?
Nope.
But the OC, I think it would be tough, because I think the magic of that show left it after about the second season. But I loved it.
Which happens a lot.
I loved that show. And some of the acting was okay.
Yeah.
But none of those people have jobs except Ben McKenzie.
Well, no, Rachel Bilson does.
Southern
Charm, I think. Or
on a CW show or something like that?
Yeah, and she had Magnum ice cream commercials.
She had the ice cream commercials. Those were damn sexy.
But no, she's been on a series. I want to say it's Southern Charm for a while.
Okay, so she's on something. Okay, good. Good for her. Good for her.
And that's about it.
That's about it. Yeah. Nobody else.
No, but you know, Rachel Bilson, Melinda Clark, they're totally...
Are they talking about a reboot?
They're down for a trip back to the OC.
I don't know about that.
They're doing a podcast...
Welcome, oh, really?
Welcome to the OC, bitches.
Rachel and Melinda Clark?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What do you know? I have to give that
a listen. They talked about getting together personally as a reunion.
Yeah.
That's everyone's on board for getting together. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, but not for doing
another show. No, Ben McKenzie did.
He did a bunch of stuff.
A police series.
He did that.
Which I liked, and they took it off the...
But he's done other stuff.
Was excellent in Gotham.
Oh, shh. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you weren't even thinking of that.
It just slipped my mind. I'm thinking, like, I love Gotham. What a great show.
And he's good in that.
Bottom line is, they love doing the show. They did it in New York, and that's why I don't think about it much, because I only think about stuff that's produced here in Southern California. That's the deal.
Snob.
I'm a snob. There are millions of people in the naked city that need work on movies and TVs. This is an industry town, damn it. Make your movies here. Make your TV shows here. Okay.
There's people who live in New York who want to make
their
stuff there.
I think they made the OC in Vancouver. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I
think
I know.
That's wrong. Mm. You know, you don't recreate Newport Beach in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Evidently you do.
You know who's here in Southern California and who's staying in Southern California, and that's Halle Berry. By God, she will make her movies here, I think. I'm not really sure about that.
I need for her to be my personal trainer.
Really
that's
sure
what I would
that.
Like
I
to
don't know
meet
what the
Halle
deal
Berry
is
for.
With that. Anyway. More Who Cares tomorrow, of course. Have yourself a great day, and...
That's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.